You're listening to a 1FM podcast.
Now it's time to drop around to Cozzy's Corner.
Indeed it is. And what have you got for us today? Culture Vulture, Mr. Roman Coz.
Yes, how are we? Good morning to everybody. Almost feels like a heatwave this morning, doesn't it?
After yesterday, maybe.
Yeah, for sure. Terry, I'm going to have a little chat today about a TV series called Gunsmoke. It's a series that ran for 20 seasons, started in America in 1955, 1975, would have got here about 1957 or so. It lasted for 635 episodes, starting with black and white half-hour shows, 1 hour black and white, and then the last few years in colour. It was the longest running TV series until September 2019, when the 21st season premiere of Law and Order Special Victims Unit with Mariska Hargitay beat the record. A little bit of trivia about Mariska. She was just 3.5 years old and was in the back seat when a car accident killed her mother, actress Jane Mansfield. As many people might remember her, killed her mother almost instantly. Just 3.5 years old would have been quite traumatic. Getting back to Gunsmoke, that was set around Dodge City, and the central character was a guy called Marshal Matt Dillon, played by James Arness on TV. But originally started as a radio show in 1952 through to 1961, and the narrator of the show, the guy who played Matt Dillon, was a guy called William Conrad, who some people remember as TV series guy Cannon, and also as the Fat Man in Jake and the Fat Man. And he was also the narrator for the cartoon series Rocky and Bullwinkle and the TV series Fugitive, so he had quite a career. James Arness, he played Matt Dillon, you wouldn't believe, for 5 decades. Because even though the seasons only went for 20, there were 5 made-for-TV films made in the 1990s and over a decade after the series had finished at least. James was the brother of actor Peter Graves, who some Aussies will remember on an Aussie TV series. He came over here to do a show called Whiplash in the late 1950s, and he was also the very first Mission Impossible series leader, Jim Phelps. After Gunsmoke ended, James had a role as mountain man Zeb McCahan in the series called How the West Was Won, which made him a cult figure in Europe, as the show was even more popular there than in the United States. An interesting career, young James. Amanda Blake played Miss Kitty Russell, the owner of the Long Bar, the Long Branch Saloon, and there's actually a photo of the bar if you Google it. Miss Kitty Russell She had the Google eyes for Matt Dillon for 20 years, but I'm here to tell you, she never received a kiss, not even once, Terry.
Different kind of Google too.
That's a different Google eyes. She started in movies in 1950 and was touted as the next Greer Garson. At one stage, she was considered that good. And she was in the 1954 version of A Star Is Born with Judy Garland, also in High Society opposite Bing Crosby and Grace Kelly and Frank Sinatra. But then along came Gunsmoke. After Gunsmoke, she pursued a very unusual hobby or career choice with her third husband, and she ran one of the first successful programs for breeding cheetahs in captivity. A most interesting diversion from acting, I would have thought. Dennis Weaver, as Chester Good, the deputy sheriff with the pronounced limp, in later years played Deputy Marshal Sam Cloud in that police drama McCloud, and he also starred in the 1971 television film Duel, which was the first film of director Steven Spielberg. He won Emmy Awards for his roles in both series. He had a particularly interesting role in 1977 in a TV-type film where he portrayed a husband who physically abused his wife. Portrayed by Sally Struthers, who was the daughter in the Archie Bunker TV series All in the Family. And it was one of the first network features to depict domestic violence. So it was a film many years ahead of its time. The role was the exact opposite of his personal life, as he was married for 61 years to his childhood sweetheart, Geraldine Stowe. And that amazed all of the movie and TV business for sure, all the people there. So I'm married about 2 or 3 years and then found someone else. By all reports, a fantastic couple. Burt Reynolds' first big break came when he was cast alongside Darren McGavin in a TV series called Riverboat, but he got bored with that. Then eventually he scored the role of Quint Asper, a half-breed blacksmith, in 1961 in Gunsmoke, but again left the series after not being too interested in the role. As we know, Bird had his breakout role in the 1972 film Deliverance opposite John Voight. And he also gained notoriety with a well-publicised affair with singer Dinah Shaw, who was 20 years his senior. And to add to it, he appeared naked in the April 1972 edition of Cosmopolitan. Things just went forward from there, and as we all know, became quite famous thereafter. Ken Curtis, who played Festus Hagen in the series, who was an illiterate type of hillbilly in the sub-role after Dennis Weaver left. However, he was a bit of a singer, this lad. In the mid-late 1940s, he was in a Western group called the Sons of the Pioneers, which appeared in films with Roy Rogers and John Wayne. He was also a vocalist with the famous Tommy Dorsey Band, only to lose his spot, and this will kill you, only to lose his spot to a guy called Frank Sinatra. So Ken Curtis must have been a bit of a singer. At one stage, he was married to one of the famous director John Ford's daughters by the name of Barbara. Melbourne Stone played Doc Adams, and he'd been a character actor since the mid-1930s and appeared in a stack of films, and he won Emmy Awards for his role in 1968 for being in Gunsmoke. One of the interesting characters in the show was Sam the Bartender, played by a guy called Glenn Strange. And his claim to fame was that he played Frankenstein in a number of B-grade films in the mid-1940s after Boris Karloff got tired of the role. And one of his roles as Frankenstein was in a film which I've seen, and it's one to be missed. It's called Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein.
My God.
It was a classic. Pretty good. But that's what they did in those days. They mixed them all up. Interestingly, the studio bosses were going to cancel the Gunsmoke series due to a bit of a ratings drop. But massive public and backroom pressure had the studio company instead cancel Gilligan's Island. And Gunsmoke was back on again and rated well for another few more years. So a little bit of interesting trivia there. Look, this was a series that helped spawn books, toys, and the amount of awards it won was quite amazing. And it was just an iconic classic TV Western. It was the forerunner of those terrific Westerns, TV Westerns like Wagon Train, Bonanza, Rawhide, The Big Valley, and one of your favourites, High Chaparral, didn't it? You like High Chaparral, didn't you?
Don't even know what you're talking about.
Well, it was a show that you like. You mentioned it one time. Anyway, look.
Don't think that was me.
Yeah, it must have been someone else. Just one of those shows that got the whole thing going back in the mid to late 1950s in America.
How old do you think I am, Roman?
High Chaparral was in the 80s. You'd have been only a little baby.
My Chaparral.
High Chaparral.
High Chaparral. See, I don't even know what you're talking about. I think I need to Google that one.
Okay, not to worry. Look, on Monday, Terry, we're going to be back with a favourite superhero of the hostess with the mostest. That is your good self. So I'm just asking everybody to make sure they do not miss the program to find out what Terry likes. As a superhero.
So can you tell us about the track that I've got queued up?
Yes, you've got a track queued up from the film Deliverance that Burt Reynolds was in with John Voight. And it's a classic bit of music that I think if you haven't heard this, you must have been living on Mars somewhere.
Okay, I know exactly what you mean now that you say it, but I didn't recognise the name of it. So what's this got to do with Gunsmoke? Just the kind of the vibe?
Only because Burt Reynolds was in the film Deliverance.
Okay.
And he was also in the TV series Gunsmoke, so I thought I'd link them.
Oh, there you go. All right.
6 degrees of separation.
All right, a bit of Deliverance country for you this morning, listener. Thank you so much, Roman.
No worries. Catch you next week, thanks.
You're listening to a 1FM podcast.